Section 8. The Role of Consequent Probabilities. The way evidence affects the probability of a hypothesis is by comparing the consequent probabilities of that evidence on every viable hypothesis. If an item of evidence, its existence, its content, is more likely on one hypothesis than on another, then it increases the probability of the former hypothesis against the latter. But that alone does not render the supported hypothesis the more probable. First, all evidence must be considered because even if a single item of evidence supports a hypothesis, the remaining evidence might still support an alternative more. Second, even after all evidence is considered, any prior probability against a hypothesis must be overcome. These points I have already explained in my book, Proving History. Here, all that we need remember are the questions we have to ask of each piece of evidence. 1. How likely is it that we would have this evidence if our hypothesis is true? In other words, is this evidence expected? How expected? 2. How likely is it that the evidence would look like it does if our hypothesis is true? Instead of looking differently, having a different content, for example. 3. Conversely, how likely is it that we would have this evidence if the other hypothesis is true? Again, is this evidence then expected? How expected? 4. How likely is it that the evidence would look like it does if that other hypothesis is true? Instead of looking differently, having a different content, for example. And when asking these four questions, the evidence, quote-unquote, includes not just what we have, but also what we don't have. Does the evidence, what we have and what we don't, what it says and what it doesn't, make more sense on one hypothesis than on another? How much more? That's the question. And the answer, in conjunction with the prior probability, in this case as I developed in Chapter 6, determines which hypothesis is more likely true. The two hypotheses we are comparing are A, that Jesus was minimally historical, Chapter 2, and B, that Jesus was originally a cosmic being known only by revelation, who was later set in history through the production of allegorical myths that were later taken or intended literally, Chapter 3. The former shall be our H, or hypothesis, while the latter is effectively not H, or the negation of our hypothesis. When estimating probabilities, I shall use the method of arguing a fortiori. In each case, I will settle on the probability that is the furthest in favor of H that I can reasonably believe it to be, just as I did when determining the prior in Chapter 6. I will also run the numbers for what I think the actual probabilities are more likely to be, but the conclusion of this book will argue mainly from the other result, because ultimately I do not believe any reasonable person will be able to disagree with it. I will explain and complete the equation in Chapter 12.